Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ray Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Lloyd Christenberry. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Nixon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walton Cruz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walter Holke. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Hod Ford. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Kopf. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Gowdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Miller. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Frank Miller. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Mysel. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Turner Barber. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hack Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Krug. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Alexander. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pete Alexander. And now, play ball. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Christenberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christenberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kopf fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cruz, who is chasing the ball. Grimes reaches third base with a triple. Terry goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grimes scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barber. The throw from Gowdy and he is safe. Barber steals second. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Ford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Walton Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke hits a fly ball into center field. Mysel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug takes first base on ball 4. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Krug moves to second. One out. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0 for 1 in the game. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kopp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Larry Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Gowdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gowdy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krug fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Terry bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Hollocker moves to second. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cruz. Grimes reaches second base with a double. Hollocker scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barber takes first base on ball 4. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kopp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lloyd Christenbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christenbury is 0 for 1 in the game. Christenbury hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Miller throws the ball into Krug, who tags Nixon trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Walton Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first, with Alexander covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Powell, who is chasing the ball. O'Farrell reaches third base with a triple. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0 for 2 in the game. Mysel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Farrell scores. It's 4 to nothing, Cubs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hollocker bunts towards the mound. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mysel moves to second. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mysel moves to third. Hollocker moves to second. Rube Marquardt now pitching. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kopp fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kopp. Mysel scores. Hollocker moves to third. Terry moves to second. It's 5 to nothing, Cubs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Barber hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kristen Burry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 0 for 1 in the game. Holke hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive towards short. Hollocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Kopff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopff is 0 for 1 in the game. Kopff takes first base on ball 4. Hank Gowdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gowdy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gowdy hits a line drive into center field. Mysel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Krug hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Meisel takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to second. Charlie Hollacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollacker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hollacker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Holke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rube Marquardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquardt strikes out. One out. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell bunts towards third. Krug fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lloyd Christenbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christenbury is 0-for-2 in the game. Christenbury hits a fly ball into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nixon hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Walton Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 0-for-2 in the game. Holke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollacker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Terry hits a line drive towards third. Kopf reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holke scoops it up and throws to first, with Marquardt covering, for the out. Two outs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Christenbury scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kopf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Gowdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gowdy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gowdy hits a fly ball into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Powell. Miller reaches second base with a double. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Krug hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and scores. One out. It's 6-2, Cubs. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krug moves to second. Two outs. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mysel hits a fly ball into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Rube Marquardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Marquardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Alexander, and towards Terry, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Christenbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christenbury is 0-for-3 in the game. Christenbury hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Christenbury scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Terry hits a pop-up towards short. Ford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Barber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimes moves to third. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Nixon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nixon. Here's the throw into the infield and Barber is out. Grimes scores. It's 7-2, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Al Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nixon bunts in front of the plate. O'Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walton Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walter Holke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holke is 0-for-3 in the game. Holke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to third. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Holke moves to second. Larry Kopf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopf is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kopf hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Gowdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gowdy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gowdy hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Boston Braves, 2. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.